I mean, that's what it is. But that's the thing, is even when niggas are wrong, if you have a good point, it's still pretty fucking tough.
Right.
Pushing P. Pushing P.
Ain't no intro music for this. We recording, baby.
Oh. I can't hear it. My bad. Let me do a little twisty. Do a little twisty. There we go. Mic checking from. What you need? Headphones. Ah. All right, guys. Patreon exclusive. Niggas back in the bitty. Chris, cameras hot. They warm. I was gonna go home and play 2K, but I decided come out here and fuck with y'all. When we left off of the podcast, we stopped a trans conversation because I didn't want to get canceled. Fuck it. Here we can do it. Okay. So let me ask you this question, though. So, like, the black people that you put your life on the line to save and all that other shit, do you include them folks as well?
Yeah. Black is black. Just because I don't agree with the ideology don't mean that I don't believe their life is not valuable in some sense. Although, no matter how much Marcus Garvey or Malcolm X, I preach to a person like that, they ain't going to want to stop sucking dick. They ain't going to be delivered. So, I mean, it's only so far I go with it, but.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to let them babysit my children. I just got to keep it a buck. Can't watch my children at all. Because, look, D-Wade's son used to be watched by a white man who was gay. Look that shit up. He had a white nanny that was gay. D-Wade's son. And now he can't even hit a jump shot. Wrist all broken.
That's so funny, bro.
Yeah, can't do it.
Zaya.
And they're committing. Like, anybody who thought it was a phase, no. You're fucking wrong. Okay? They're in it.
She's a woman now. She's a girl. She identifies as a girl now.
Yeah. I find it interesting that I've never heard the child's mother say anything.
She has a gag order. She's not allowed to say anything.
But like, about your kids either, though?
Yeah, she doesn't have custody. She has a gag order. You were. I think she was. I think they got her checked into. I don't want to say crazy house.
Yeah, the narrative was that she was going through some, that was some mental issues.
D-Wade's attorneys are phenomenal. Cuz, are you crazy?
I haven't heard a peep from her at all.
Are you fucking kidding me? Right?
Forgot what she looked like.
Sia Vaughn Wade was her name or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, so then I got also a few subjects that just didn't make it on the show because there wasn't enough space, but I got some here.
Wasn't D-Way hunching the fat lady from The View?
Funny.
What?
What do you mean?
Star?
Star. She was a way. Remember he was fucking
Star
her?
Jones?
Yeah. Before Gabby, he was fucking her.
Rat. Dwayne Wade.
He loved, yeah. Dwayne
nah,
Wade.
Bro. Nah, bro.
Look it up.
Nah, bro.
That's lie. That's lie.
Nah, bro.
Look it up.
Nah, bro.
Dating for a while.
Nah, bro. Never.
Before or after she lost the weight? And I'm not fat shaming or body shaming, by the way.
Yeah, this Patreon, you can if you want.
Because
Dwayne Wade, Star Jones, nothing comes up. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Dwayne Wade comments on Star Jones rumors. What the fuck?
They were dead for a while, bro. That was a no.
We
thing.
Have a great, great friendship as friends.
He beat.
Dwayne.
Bro, they were dating for a little bit. Going out on dates and shit.
The concern.
Dwayne.
Yeah, bro, they were dating, bro.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
This nigga was beating Star Jones' cheeks.
Why you think I was lying, bro? You know he's my favorite athlete of all time.
Because it sounded so crazy.
No, he was dating her. Before, right when he left his wife, he was dating her. And then he started dating Gabby.
That's crazy.
He dated her right before Gabby. Well, he loved black women. That's one thing about it. He loved black women.
What the fuck did that do to Gabby's self-esteem? Like, I don't know about you, but when I date a girl and then I see her ex, I'm like, you dated this nigga? Like.
They are saying that Gabby introduced him to a lot of weird shit, though. They're saying, you know.
Yeah, the butt licking and, you know.
So, I read an article about
We got
recently.
Quiet with the ass licking. Nobody said nothing about the ass licking. I mean, Everybody was saying, man, I don't do that shit. Everybody just got quiet. Okay, all right, shit. Next subject.
I haven't found a girl willing to be my toilet paper yet.
My putting her face nowhere near my asshole.
She shouldn't.
Your toilet paper. Your toilet paper.
I mean, I haven't found a woman trying to be toilet paper yet. I haven't found one signing up. I let her go. Go ahead. Give it a shot.
Trying to use toilet paper? That's not.
Just give it a shot.
You I'm with the older chicks.
The older... I'm with the shits.
The older chicks, yeah.
I bet they will.
Yeah, the older chicks.
No teeth.
That's great.
So there was an article where Gabby said that if she can go back in time, she would not have taken Dwayne Wade back after that break, baby. Because you were saying, what did that do to her self-esteem? I'm like, that's nothing compared to a break, baby. Mm.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? I just fucking never see that kid.
Why is she revealing so much about their personal life? That's what I want to know. I mean, I don't know. I would tell her to shut the fuck up.
Jada Pinkett, Will Smith.
Yeah, like, why do these celebrities syndrome. Do that shit, bro? Like, we don't need to know all of this shit about y'all personal life, bro.
That Jada Pinkett and Will Smith shit, that shit hurt. That shit hurt, man. Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, because in the grand scheme of things, right? Like, mm-hmm. like y'all asked the question one time, but this is the episode I was drinking, and I was kind of like fucked up in the head, okay. and I didn't answer the question properly. Bless asked me, does it matter why your girl is faithful? Is she faithful because she doesn't want to disappoint you? And I don't remember the
yeah, I remember that. That's actually a fire one, though.
Yeah, that was. And I was listening to the episode again, and I was like, damn, I was fucking drunk and high. I couldn't fucking realize what Plus was saying. But really, does it matter? So the idea that Will and Jada, like, imagine being with a woman who's just like, I don't want to disappoint the family. I really don't give a fuck about you or love you, and I'm not happy with you.
It's frack.
Does it matter why she's with you?
That's Chris Brother, probably.
Oh, okay.
Just tell him go around if you can.
Go around. Push you down. Go around to the back.
No, he had it over there. Nigga, motherfucking Tom Brady retired officially this time.
Yeah, he's gone.
Face of white supremacy. Let him go home. He done.
That nigga was 20 years now in the league?
22.
After all this time, what's his legacy?
The greatest football player of all time. Hate him, but facts are facts.
Ben, what's his legacy?
The GOAT. Like, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, it's... If we just go by the simplest barometer possible, championships won. Like,
with all the records and championships.
He's the Bill. I don't, I'm not gonna say that because I don't want to upset Brother Hassan. I don't want to disappoint him. I don't want to disappoint.
Yeah, they say he's the.
No,
GOAT.
Bro, this bullshit, man. Fuck Tom Brady and his racist wife. Remember they lost that year and she flipped out all those niggas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
She's a nasty bitch.
Yeah, she flipped out backstage all those niggas and shit like that.
Why am I not surprised?
Let me tell you, man. Peace. Let me tell you something. They need people like Tom Brady to be the great right hope. You get what I'm saying? So they surround him around the best. And all the cheating, the whole binoculars episode, remember when he was doing the whole... Man, that he wouldn't be nothing if they didn't need him to be that in the system of white supremacy, man. They are way better.
Niggas to throw games. Y'all forgot?
Am I ignorant to feel like there's never going to be another one?
Y'all don't think they another created Tom Brady? This nigga?
Like, I don't ever think that a white man is going to be the best player in the NFL ever again. I mean, that's just done. That's just dead. Like, they held on to that nigga in pain. They would not let them niggas go because they know once you leave, who else? Bro,
Joe Burrow,
fucking.
You think Joe,
it's a bunch of white
Burrows is up
man.
Next?
They ain't short a white quarterback.
Yeah, but
you think Burrows
the
is up
NFL
next?
Is rigged, nigga. They're paying next. Teams to lose. What so the then, fuck are y'all talking so about then, competition?
It could
so
be.
Then we got to take the whole asterisk. We got to put the asterisk on Tom Brady being the greatest.
This nigga cheated his way to at least 3 Super Bowls that we know of.
They're not going to put an asterisk in because the white people make the rules and they say no asterisk, there's no asterisk.
He cheated his way to 3.
So are we saying in a way that Tom Brady wouldn't be the greatest quarterback of all time if he wasn't backed by white supremacy?
There you go. Now we talking. Now we partying. Okay. Now we motherfucking partying. There you go.
Because I tell you this. If Michael Vick had Belichick, the Patriots, in that city, in that O-line.
If coaches were being
would he be the best quarterback of all time?
$1,000 to lose games to Michael Vick. I'm sure Vic would be one of the greatest of all time. Absolutely. Too, nigga.
Like, do y'all understand the significance of like the team, the Patriots, like what that fucking means, and connected to Boston, the history behind that, like the idea that these motherfuckers fought in the American Revolution, like all those teams have their like symbolism things with like the Redskins. Like when we were growing up as children, the team they used to play the most was like Dallas and the Redskins, right, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here!
That's crazy as fuck. It is crazy as fuck.
The Cowboys and the Indians playing on Thanksgiving. Like, all this shit, and I'm not trying to be no tinfoil koofy dude with the spaceships and shit like that, but it's just all white supremacy, bro. It's all white supremacy.
It's crazy how, like, I guess I didn't notice how stupid, wild, offensive that shit is to have the Cowboys and Indians playing on Thanksgiving, eating turkey, going, that shit is wild.
That's crazy.
Right in your fucking face. You don't even see it.
It's crazy.
And right in your face.
So I was watching Coco Melon with my daughter, right?
Coco Melon.
And the song is one little, two little, three little turtles, four little, five. Like, I remember when this song was Indians. I remember when this song was one little, two little, three little Indians. And then the teacher would make us, everybody go, remember that shit? They would make you do a little Indian head wrap with the little feathers. And then
make
you go,
us do it.
They made us build those little TVs.
This is one of the Indian houses. This is the thing. I remember, and 10 little Indian boys and girls, and then you make the number, and you decrease them. It's a song about genocide.
Yeah.
I never.
The song is about Indian genocide, but we jam it.
To take it a little further, dog. When they made us do that shit in elementary school, talk about losing confidence. I felt like the biggest jackass of all time. I felt so stupid in that shit.
I'll never forget, in the third grade, my dad took us to go see Pocahontas. And he made us walk out of that shit. He literally said, this is the biggest crock of shit I've ever seen. Is this what they teach y'all in school?
That's amazing.
He walked us out of there. We was right there at Sky Lake. It was a Sky Lake movie theater. He walked us the fuck out of there. We finished eating our KFC in there, that he snuck in there. And we walked us the fuck out of there. He said, this is the biggest crock of shit I've ever seen.
Let's go.
This is the biggest.
Fucking Indians and fucking white people, like, making love and, like, bitch.
Fucking singing Colors of the Wind. He was raping her. Pocahontas was 11. Okay.
Facts.
It's European shit that they bring over. That was bringing over here.
Who con vibio deja, fam? Who con vibio?
What a disgusting film, bro.
Because here's the thing: of all
sick shit with all the Disney
the
movies.
Disney movies, they promote that shit the least type shit.
Yeah,
because like the whole movie literally is just romanticizing a disgusting relationship and a disgusting event.
Sleepy
Beauty, savage,
all that shit, man. Yeah, all white supremacy, man. Designed to create menticide in our minds, man. Menticide, the destruction of the mind. Like suicide, genocide, menticide, destruction of the mind. Dog. That's all these motherfuckers are doing. That's their end game.
So I saw a clip online. It was a clip from the Flagrant 2 podcast. Andrew Schultz. He was basically explaining, and to keep it short, he was explaining how he feels like China is like engaging in like a different type of warfare with TikTok.
Yes.
Because what they allow and what they reward over there for TikTok users in China is like people taking videos of themselves being an engineer and like being doctors and doing something that's educational. That's what they uplift over there. But over here, they let all the bullshit fly because basically what he was alluding to is that this type of warfare is like trying to, I guess, promote and advertise the United States as a piece of shit place and our citizens and the people and the residents of the country don't contribute anything that's worthwhile to society
at all. Matter of fact, I'll even go one better and say that the only thing that Americans produce right now is motherfucking Ford trucks and sweat. That's the only thing motherfuckers produce is sweat.
And that's the problem with this whole FBA ADO stuff, man. You got to take a look at what the culture really is. The culture is based off of some shit that's been fucking niggas up for years. The best parts about Black American culture are derived from elsewhere. Actual Black American culture, please. I call to action to anybody who want to say something to me about it. But give me something that's positively taken out of Black American culture.
I have to get back at you with that, brother. Mm-hmm. I would have to get, not saying that things don't exist because I don't know them.
I'm not saying they don't exist.
I mean, we could,
I'm asking. This is a plea for education.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not telling nobody it don't exist, but I'm just telling you if it exists, tell me about it because I don't know it. I'm not familiar with it. Mm-hmm. From my perspective,
I think in a larger spectrum, I'm not trying to shift the conversation. A larger spectrum, we all to some degree have that same experience that the coaches that we hold to have been shaped by white supremacy to Absolutely. Some degree. So that's just, like we can't finger nag at them and say, "Show me something in your culture." I can say the same thing in my mind. We speak Creole. Creole is French and African dialect, right? We eat griot, which is like fried pig. They gave us the pig the same way they gave the African Americans the pig. That was less desirable, right? Like there's things in our culture that we can look at and say, "The fuck that came from," you know? So I mean, it's a difficult conversation. I don't know. I would have to do more research on that though, to be honest with you. Yeah. Yeah. Overall, man, don't let the cracker off the hook. That's it. Don't let the cracker off the hook. Because when the real hit, man, Haitian, Foundation of Black American, whatever you classify as, man, we just got to.
Okay, so then let me ask you this, because I think most of the problems can be attested to just those of us that are lost. Like I recently also on TikTok saw the founder of Kwanzaa, FBI snitch, helped set up Fred Taylor. Fred Hampton.
I said fuck Kwanzaa like years now.
Locking up women and torturing women.
Yeah.
And it's like
fuckboy status.
The problem is like the worst among us are the reasons why motherfuckers even want to divide. So my question is, for those of us who are lost, how should they be dealt with? Harsh hand, sympathy, love, a hug, ignore them? How the fuck do you deal with the Negro that doesn't know better and doesn't want to know better?
Before I answer that question, I don't know if you asked me that directly. Let me go back to Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa was not invented by him. Kwanzaa was introduced to Africans in America by him.
So who invented?
Kwanzaa is an African tradition. That's why Kwanzaa exists. The seven principles exist in African culture. Those are Swahili words, Kwanzaa. He didn't create that. He just took parts and elements of it and introduced it to Black Americans.
So that it was a holiday.
It's a holiday in Africa. Okay. Yeah, it's a holiday in Africa that they celebrate. So he just brought it here. That's why they give him the credit for that, but he's not Kwanzaa. I celebrate Kwanzaa.
Okay.
Right? I celebrate Kwanzaa because of the principles. You know what I'm saying? Nia and Kuji Chakalia.
He said, "What? He just said fuck Kwanzaa."
No, because that narrative is thrown around. When they hear that, they be like, "Man, fuck that! I ain't celebrating that." But the reality of it is, those principles like Kuji Chakalia, self determination, Imani, all these things are principles that we should live by every day, not just during Kwanzaa. Self determination, group economics, like all those things are very, very important.
My family sent me probably over like $150 for Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Wow. Hold on now. That's something.
So how do we handle the niggas? Man, you know what the problem with the Black community is, to be honest with you? Fucking accountability, man. We don't want to hold nobody accountable and stand on the accountability. Because we have close connections with people, when we see them doing fucked up shit for the most part, we'll turn a blind eye to it and be like, "Well, you know, that's my cousin," and shit like that. Now your cousin needed to get this stick across the side of his head. You know, so accountability, that's what it calls down to, discipline, accountability, because if not, we're going to have these scumbags running around our communities, whether African-American, Haitian, Jamaican, and just, you know, fucking it up for all of us. Accountability, hold them to the line.
How do you think we should deal with these assholes, Richard?
Get rid of them. get rid of all that evil shit, man.
Fucking Umar. Some of them have to go to sleep.
Forever. Nah, facts though, man. Facts.
Hey, this nigga, bro.
No, think about this though. Think about this, Ricky. We live in a crimogenic society, right? The society is based off of criminality. We know that Africans came here to the United States to benefit white people, period. That's it. They didn't come here for nothing more, nothing less, to benefit white people. Right. So after slavery, and they create this clause of saying that, you know, everyone's equal, and et cetera, et cetera, we have to now find a new way to entrap these people, right? Think about if black people really cleaned up our act. What would happen to probation officers, judges, police officers, correction officers? There's big money in criminalizing black people. There's a whole industry based off of that.
Yeah. And some of the richest people in America have money in the jail system.
Yeah, yeah. Invest into that.
That's the investment. Yeah,
yeah. Business. And they're tied into the music industry.
It's tied to the music. Yeah,
so, yeah, man.
Guys, there's also a story that I've been reading all week, and every time I see his face, he looked like that kind of nigga. Black Florida man tried to take biracial child from white father, telling him that ain't your baby. Okay? I want you to look at his face. Does he not look like the kind of nigga?
That ain't your baby.
That ain't your baby.
That ain't your baby.
This nigga's walking up to a biracial kid and trying to pull him from his white father. This shit is so funny, bro.
And it started off Florida man.
Yeah, black
they
Florida
always
man.
Always fucking start off Florida man, man.
There's something else down here, bro.
Yeah, no, nah, it's and the water.
I feel like we always knew that, but now that the world gets to see what we got to deal with.
Yeah. Social media fucked it up, man. Nah, it's the water. Now, this shit goes so deep that I remember as a child watching Married with Children. Mm-hmm. Remember the episode when they went to Florida? Y'all probably don't remember the episode.
I don't remember.
When they went to Florida, like a chain murder wanted to kill them, and yo, it's always been something about fucking Florida, man, that's been ridiculous.
Florida has that bad connotation online, but it's true. This fucking state is fucking wild, bro.
Nah, any other state you go to, there's like crime here, pockets there. Any fucking county you go to in Florida, there's some type of crime element there that's huge. You know, other states, you know, that's popping over there, but this is over here, it's cool. Nah, Florida, something wrong with Florida, man.
Niggas get it in broad daylight out here.
Haitians wilding in West Palm. You got fucking niggas wilding in Fort Lauderdale. Niggas wilding in Miami.
Duval. Just every fucking web, man.
They trying to touch Weston now, too.
I was in Duval yesterday, bro, for 4 hours. During that time, 3 Amber Alerts. I don't know what those niggas out there doing. Because, bro, when I was in Tallahassee, when I was hanging out there, every time the club got shot up or a nigga died, it's them Jacksonville niggas. And I was like, they can't be that bad. But these niggas are the murder cap of Florida. These niggas are going crazy. Them country-ass boys is tripping.
Man, that'd be them Jacksonville niggas. That'd be them Jacksonville niggas.
Nah, but you know what, though? The reality of it is, a lot of that shit comes out of trying to be better than Miami.
Yeah.
Trying to be better than Miami.
Yeah. Have you heard my Brower theory? My Brower theory is that the Brower niggas that we know today are too tough, okay? And they're too tough as a result of being called pussy for 20 years. So now you got these tough-ass Broward niggas overcompensating, plus their son, Minko Dak. You see what I mean? Because, bro, back in my day, Broward niggas had nice waves. Right. They wore polos, nice jeans with the folded cuffs. Now!
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Nah, over conversation. Shout out to Broward, though, man. Shout out to the whole state of Florida. But yeah, the overcompensating, man.
Fucking tough guys over there.
These kids are shooting now, bro. These kids don't fight.
Yeah.
They put you
and
in
they
the
shoot
ground.
From close range, too.
They pulling up and they shooting your ass now.
Okay, who you are?
Bodies, bro.
Yeah, I don't argue with little kids. I don't argue. You got that?
Yeah.
Was it Florida kids that was? You remember at one point in time there was this craze where niggas was walk up to you in the Walmart and rip your shirt off?
Yeah, that was Florida.
That was Florida.
That was Florida. Yeah.
Man, these kids are different.
I'm not gonna lie, that's hilarious.
If you rip my shirt off,
that's hilarious.
Kudos to you, man.
That's
how do you rip a nigga's shirt off?
They like, found a way to do that. It in just one swipe.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if I'd be mad or like laughing hysterically. Could you imagine?
Me. If you rip my shirt off like that, you got me.
No, all right.
Jokes on me, guys.
If my whole front is off,
just
come on. That's hilarious.
Some TV show, like,
if you fuck my collar up, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
But if the whole shit come off,
just go.
I'm gonna keep shopping.
That's hilarious.
I'm gonna keep shopping.
That's hilarious.
Nah, I'm getting older, man. These things don't hang like they used to. I'm gonna rip my shirt off. We got to fight about that. Especially if you do it in front of a girl and my children. Now we got to fight about that, man.
Oh, guys,
Now, if you do it in front of my kids, I got to fuck you up. Just off principle, because I can't have them walking around.
I have lessons to teach, yeah.
They can, niggas could just rip their shirt off and it's not consequences
so,
for that shit.
So, Tory Lanez says that he won a case, but he didn't say what kind. All he says is that his lawyers gave him good news and it's almost time to celebrate.
Man, it looks like I'm going to owe this nigga an apology.
I still don't want to say it, because no one's giving me details, but everything is cryptic as fuck.
I know, but the silence is deafening.
Have you been watching this shit?
Apparently she lied, or she don't know who shot her. She was too drunk.
Right.
Somewhere in the framework of that, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the thing. They've been holding him accountable all this time. So if it was somebody else that wasn't him...
They tried to kill him in the court of public opinion. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I guess at some point we'll find out.
That shit even got thrown up, right? When it was like...
I'm talking to RG about putting this shit on Patreon. He was like, thank you, Zo. I don't even pay for Netflix, so y'all boys mean a big deal to me.
That's crazy.
Let's spam my nigga. Hey, yes, man.
You're getting the devil pack tonight.
You a real my nigga, dog. Bro. I didn't say I don't pay for Netflix. But, bro, yeah, man. I forgot what I was talking about.
Huh? Oh, no. So going, bringing everything, tying everything. When Tory Lanez has shot, I don't want to get no cease and desist. Respectively has shot the sister. I seen brothers online. No,
That's right. I forgot why we stopped.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I seen brothers online talking about, you see, non-FBA black American shot, because you know he's Canadian, shot a foundation of black American sister.
Damn it!
I seen that tweet and I was like, come on, brothers.
That's a reach, man.
That's how you gonna do it?
That's a reach. Come on, guys.
Black immigrant shoots off FBA queen, deport these niggas. Come on, y'all boys. Just like that?
That's a reach.
Just like that? That's so funny.
I seen that tweet. I couldn't stand it, bro. I couldn't fucking stand it.
That's why we're gonna be breaking it down like that. If you commit a crime, we gotta know your ancestral lineage.
Yes, man.
So we can identify who's committing the crime.
Think about this.
Yeah, no, I heard somebody say, my apologies, my brother. I heard somebody say that the Crips and Bloods was started by Belizeans in California.
I don't.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a possibility.
You just continue to prove my point.
But this is the thing. Bloods and Crips is definitely American culture, even though it was started by a non-American. Similar to rap, shit. Similar to a lot of this goddamn soul food that came out of Louisiana, which really came from Haitians.
Don't tell me I'm observing when I'm participating.
You're an observer, nigga. Get over it.
So Christopher Wallace is a observer, participant?
I mean, he's of Jamaican heritage. We got to give him.
He observed, right?
He observed.
Fucking guys.
It's that ass observed, man.
Nah, fuck that. He observed.
That's right. Big as a Jamaican ass nigga.
Jamaican, yeah,
but FBA's don't claim him. What do you mean? Because, Big Papa means so much to black American culture.
Right.
He's a black American hero.
Well, now there's new stipulations that said if you're half or if you kind of raised in the culture, that the stipulations are changing every day.
I'm sure.
The idea was brought up, well, what about Malcolm? Mother was from Grenada. His father was from like Mississippi around that
and
area.
And that's y'all boy.
Right.
That's y'all boy.
So the stimulations are kind of like,
depends
you know.
On who you are.
So let me ask another question. How do they feel about Marcus?
They say now they have a very good point about Marcus Garvey. They have a very good point about Marcus Garvey. Sorry, Chris. We gotta speak truth to power. They have a very Marcus Garvey wouldn't have had the success he had if he wouldn't have came to America. Marcus Garvey was actually ran out of Jamaica.
Yeah.
And after running a 15 million strong organization, went back to Jamaica after being deported and they threw rocks at him and they sent him off to London. That's a fact. Sorry, Chris. You know what I'm saying? But that's
you
a got to
apologize
fact.
For them niggas.
No, I'm just saying.
Them
just
niggas,
saying, like,
in them times, them niggas was doing a lot of hateful shit, bro. Like, Jamaica as a whole has a history of doing hateful things towards. I don't know what you would call the people who would follow Mark Garveyites at the time, I guess. But even people who followed His Majesty, like, there's recorded, like, slaughtering of villages, my nigga, of Rastafarian communities by police and locals type shit. Like, the government putting hits out on Rastafarian people in Jamaica. So Jamaica as a whole got a lot of apologizing to do. on behalf, just in terms of the people who from there,
You know what I'm saying? So I can imagine Garvey leaving, having being pushed out because of his ideology, and then bringing that here, becoming successful, and trying to bring his success back to Jamaica, and Jamaicans turning their nose up at him because they're fucking ignorant.
Mind you, that's every Caribbean nigga's dream. Go to America, run the bag up, come home, and show niggas what how to do
it. Did he get in trouble in America for fraud or something like that? He said he was doing fraud.
Yeah, mail fraud.
That's because they gave him some. It was like an accountant to somebody that they hired that infiltrated his organization.
I think he's getting a movie.
And fucked up his whole shit.
Yeah, that'll be dope to see.
Now, the first FBI agent was, the first black FBI agent was specifically designed to go after Marcus Garvey. Like, they would not let niggas in the FBI. And it was like, I think we need a nigga to infiltrate.
That's the only way you're going to get close enough.
Yeah.
Got to fight nigga with nigga.
Yeah. No. That ain't it.
So, yeah, that's what they think about Garvey.
That's not it.
That's what they think about Garvey.
It's Patreon. That can't
thanks
be
a
it.
Lot. Thanks a lot, plus Rogan.
Fight nigga with nigga.
Hey, that's really what it is, bro.
We just got it. I'm not gonna lie. We have a lot of cleaning up to do in our own personal communities, man. Because to be honest with you, my position in the Haitian community, like, I'm ostracized. Like, most Haitian big websites, and they don't fuck with me. They don't fuck with me. They don't promote my, because they on that colorism shit.
Yeah.
They'll put a cracker on their page, and I'll be like, what the fuck is this? So even in the Haitian community, I'm like, nah, like, you dog food. We don't fuck with you. You know,
still colorism, classism is still huge.
Yeah. That shit is
very huge in the Haitian community. Like I said, working with them,
bleaching bastards.
I seen how much like Haitians are coons working with these motherfuckers. Bro.
Yeah. So we gotta clean our community up. We gotta clean our community up. We gotta get tough on that shit, man. Because there should be no reason. Like, I remember when the Little Haiti thing was just happening, when they were gentrifying Little Haiti, and I'm telling people, hey, this is what they doing. These white people are scouting. When you start seeing the little mustaches, the little skinny bikes and shit like that, they come in for your neighborhood. That's just their MO. They got their dog. They got their little mustache, skinny bike. What else I'm missing? The jeans. Yeah. The vet.
Starbucks.
They coming.
Starbucks, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's completely gentrified over there.
I told y'all last, when I was in New York, I wanted to go to Biggie's house just to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm there, like, thinking I'm going to go to the hood. It's Jewish niggas with the curly sideburns walking their dog down the street. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, this shit's sweet. It has to be. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It was all the dream.
Come on, man. How many people died on those corners? How many Africans lost their lives on those corners, man?
Yeah, man.
And these folks just come in here and, nah, man.
And mind you, it's only famous and sought after because of the lyrics.
Right.
Because of the bars. Because of what niggas in that hood made it.
Yeah.
By the African American Jamaican brother Biggie Smalls. That's crazy.
Now they can't even afford to stay there no more.
Yeah.
He's not part of FBA, Chris.
That's the thing that white supremacy does, man. It's called racial reclassification and redirection. It's the shit that they have. Like, if y'all ever get a chance, read the Turner Diaries about this. This is a racist book written back in the day. But their whole thing is always having black people moving. Always having them moving. Whether it be you migrating from Jamaica, migrating from Haiti, you get to here, then you get a little Haiti, then we move you out a little Haiti. Like, always having black people on the move, because you can't settle in a thing if you always on the move. Yeah, you can't build shit.
Moving.
Yeah, so that's their thing. Like, that's a real white supremacist thing. Like, keep them moving.
That's crazy.
That's why the hood's
right now, we're here. And I plan on staying here for the rest of my life, but who knows what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
No, they're just going to up the price till you can't afford it. And then you got
to move. Because going to Haiti isn't as far-fetched as it was for me 10 years ago. Every 10 years, it gets a little bit more realistic for me.
Especially in the mountains. Fuck. Up there in the mountains, man.
Imagine the podcast we could have up there.
Imagine, especially in the mountains. The mountains is the...
Ain't no Wi-Fi up there, nigga.
Matter of fact, guys, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention. Anybody see this story about Amir Locke?
Who? I heard about it. They came and shot him while he was wrapped up in his blanket.
So, a nigga Amir Locke is sleeping over his homeboy's house, right? DoorDash driver. His homeboy had a warrant search out on him. The DA issued a knock on the door warrant. The fucking SWAT team responded and requested a no-knock warrant. They turned the key, and what happens is 5 cops walk in. Instead of one designated person identifying themselves, you have 6 niggas. The niggas on the couch sleep. They lift up the couch. So the nigga wake up and reach for his fire.
Yeah.
and they light him up. So mind you, they weren't even there for him. Per the fucking body cam, you can barely hear them legibly like identifying themselves. And he never even pointed the gun at someone. He leaned over and reached for his five because, nigga, if it's five niggas in your house while you sleeping, what do you do?
Die with my gun in my hand?
Come on.
Yeah. Fuck you talking about?
I think I seen the video too, man.
Yeah. It happened so fast. Like so like the nigga didn't have a moment.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Do they ever give us one?
Nothing's gonna happen to them. I mean,
they ain't never give a nigga a moment ever.
Yeah. That's nothing's gonna happen to them. They're gonna say that they followed protocol. They felt their life was in danger.
And it's just, you know, I mean, I don't know if we have any new words, any new language for this shit. Like, this shit is just.
It's every day.
It's this shit.
It's a soft genocide. That's what it is.
It's just open season. It's open season on niggas.
Yeah. It's a soft genocide.
I don't think it's soft at all. Because it happens every day, bro. Now you're starting to become numb to this shit. It's like you see the story, you just, they just killed another one of us, guys. You know what I'm saying? I remember when that shit would happen, it would be like, now I'm just like,
let's stop playing basketball.
It's just a Tuesday.
Right.
It's just a Tuesday now, bro. It's fucking crazy, man.
And to bring it back full circle, this is what FBA is saying. Where are the Caribbean people and the Africans when we get killed, right? Mm-hmm. Why aren't y'all standing with us in solidarity? Because it's a black thing. Like, I understand you got the tribalism back home, but you're in America now. Right. You black. So you need to stand with us in solidarity against this. So
complaint. Are we allowed to?
What do you mean, are we allowed to?
We're fucking observers.
Oh, no. Prior to this whole movement, I mean.
Give me the fucking rules.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, every time a nigga in America got shot, about, I feel like I got shot.
Yeah, right.
Like, you were saying, like, it was never any of that shit.
Yeah. I never said, hey, man, he's FBA, man. Damn. Tough luck.
Every time I feel like I got shot.
We haven't though, but there have been some people. Who'll be like, Mayo, he not Jamaican. Yeah, he's part of my yard. There'll be some Haitians. I don't know. Maybe if he go to church, I don't know. You know. But I mean, we probably don't feel that. We all, you know, black men and standing on our square, so.
Yeah.
Because almost every time a black person gets shot, I always say to myself, that could easily be me. Facts. I was in that situation. Easily.
But Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud. If you got a fucking warrant for your arrest, kid, the fuck you let me sleep in your goddamn house for, my nigga? They coming to get you. Why you not there?
But here's the thing. It's a search warrant. That's the thing. They were supposed to be around that, like, looking for evidence. They weren't even going there to pick anybody up. So Mads might not have even known.
And you don't even know what
something was on his head.
You don't know what the guy's situation is. His homeboy probably a solid nigga. And like, yo, you can stay at my crib. You probably got some fucked up shit going on. You can stay at my crib. Nigga sleeping, bro.
I sleep with my fucking pistol next to me. If five niggas bum rushing my, I'm just like dog.
Bro, you know how
I'm just like dog.
You know how you are when you first wake up. When you first wake up, you kind of like, you know, you're out of it. You know, niggas is in your face.
And I'm sure they got the flashlights on their guns.
Of course.
Yeah, like, come on, man. You don't know the fuck going on.
You don't know what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
Trash as fuck.
Rest in peace, Amir Locke. Let's hope they give you some justice.
Nah, I mean, every system, every institution here in the United States is designed to work the opposite for black people.
Of course.
So the banking institutions designed to keep you poor, keep you in debt. Yep. Education supposed to keep you miseducated. Justice system supposed to give you injustice. Like every fucking healthcare, you're fucking sicker than a motherfucker. Every system in this bitch is designed to work the opposite for black people. So, I mean, it at this point, it behooves us. It makes us look silly to actually think that we're going to get something out of these motherfuckers.
That's why I said it's silly, like, to think that nothing's gonna fucking happen, bro. Nothing's gonna happen.
And if something does happen, it's a political reason why. Like this Rittenhouse, the cracker that shot the other. Yeah, like a lot of black people's confused on, but he shot two white people though. He shot two white people who were standing up for black people.
Yeah.
There's nothing. One thing a cracker hate more than a nigga is a nigga lover.
Yeah.
It's a nigga lover. That's why white people are celebrating that shit. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, he killed two crackers. Damn right. They nigga lovers. Yeah, man, this shit go deep, man. This shit go real deep, man. We just, you know, prepare, train, build.
The white people started posting all the bad shit about the two people they killed to justify why they should have been killed.
They made them niggas?
Yeah. Real quick. Because I heard that.
What, the guy was like
a pedophile or some shit? Of course. Yeah. Of course.
They put their rap sheet out. Them crackers was happy about that shit. turn them into niggas real quick.
They made them honorary niggas.
You know, they, come on now.
You want to ride with them niggas? You're going to die with them.
I love that. You want to ride with the blacks, dude?
So I wonder how they.
It's like glory all over again.
I wonder what they call. Do they treat. So they treat the nigga lovers like how we treat coons?
Yeah. Because that's you off code. Yeah. If you ever get in an argument with two white people or you argue with another white person, notice the white person's going to be quiet. He ain't going to take a side. He's going to be like, well, you know, yeah. I mean, that's them standing on code. When you break that stride, oh, you taking up for the nigga? They have a system in place about this, man, how they culturally raised and to deal with one another. So when you break stride as a white person, you ostracize.
And mind you, like, for anybody who might think that that's incorrect, I want you to think about just the codes that you have among your family and your culture. Think about the codes or the unspoken shit or the way that you're supposed to act that people teach you that isn't necessarily verbalized. Like, it's just different in their household. Yeah. It's different. So, because I have worked extensively for a long time, my bad, for like Jewish motherfuckers, and I know how they get down. I have seen them. They will break their back for their brothers. It's just certain codes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The problem with... Oh, I'm sorry, Ben, you had something to say?
No, I was just going to try to tie it back into the whole FBA thing. Because I was going to say, I mean, while we can respect their position, I want them, if they're going to, you know, move forward with this movement, go ahead and do so. But make sure you do so with the mindset and remembering that we share in the degradation of black people. We share in the dehumanization of black people. We share all the negativities and the negative aspects of being who we are. So just remember where we might separate or, you know, be different in terms of origin and like where we got dropped off during the slave trade. Just remember, we all suffer from the same negative aspects of being black in this country, bro.
Yeah, I think that's a two-pronged conversation, because a lot of times they say, yeah, we know that, but do you know that? Because if you knew that, you would act in such a way. So that's what their kind of their defense is, to say that if you know that's to be true, then come on this side then. But this shit is so deep. There is a quote by Frederick Douglass in 1800s, where he say, anytime you see a newspaper about Haiti being run down, they talk about you, black American. That's a similar way to talk about you. Because the idea back then was that slavery was going on. And so they were saying, what do we do with these slaves in America, right? And they said, well, they can't run a whole country. Look at Haiti, because that was the only place that was free at that time period from, like, colonial rule and slavery. So they were pointing to Haiti to say, y'all niggas deserve to be enslaved, because look how Haiti ran. Yeah. That shit go back to the 1800s, man. If we let y'all free, y'all going to slide us like Haiti did. That was a very big thing back then. And they still play off of that to this day, man. To this day. So, yeah, you're right.
Haiti's still paying for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it. Haiti is the only time that a people have been subjugated, right? To overthrow their rulers, and they become the rulers of that nation. Yeah. Rome didn't do it. Greece didn't do it. Athens. None of these places have did it other than the Haitian Revolution. To be enslaved by people, whoop their ass, and then be the rulers of that nation, never has been done in history. Yeah. And then at a time period where white supremacy is the rule of the land, the idea that we are the civilizers, and now you guys take that title away from us, man, that's some big shit, man.
We had a conversation about, you know, the current state of Haiti and where we could possibly see them in a certain window of time. Where can you see Haiti being in the next 100, maybe 200 years?
A white playground.
Yeah.
Because most Haitians believe that the cure to Haiti is white tourism.
Yeah.
It's white tourism. That's where the Caribbean focuses on. Yeah. Here's my thing about the whole conversation, the ADOS, right? Why are some people mad that they trying to get a check of reparations? Now, I get it. My situation is different. I want my reparations in blood. Whole nother story. How you took it from me is how I want it back. But if they saying they want the reparations and financial reform, let them get their money, right? Because every time I've been out of the country, guess who I ran into? African-Americans. Oh, where you from? Cincinnati. Where you from? New York. African-Americans. So when they get that money, where do you think they're going? Jamaica. Haiti. Putting it back. So we want to suck dick for white tourism. We got 40 million Africans right here who could come and sell. Like, I never see Caribbean people and Africans trying to get African-Americans to come to their country for tourism. They got money. They not poor. They got money.
That's the same. That's real.
But you only want crackers to come there. When you see the pamphlets and the videos, it's crackers come, please, come here. Why are we skipping over these brothers and sisters here?
That's insane. And it's real. That's hella real.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
That's it. And that's their complaint. That's their idea. Like, man, y'all don't fuck with us for real. Yeah, y'all don't fuck with us for real. And so, as being a Caribbean person and then seeing like being logical about it, it's like, shit, I'm stuck in the middle.
Yeah,
I can't let you shit on my culture, but I ain't gonna shit on yours either. Right.
But also, I gotta call a spade a spade.
I gotta call a spade a spade.
I gotta call out coon shit when I see coon shit.
Facts. We got, what's the Haitian lady who in the White House? The bald head one, lesbian. Kareem? She up there, something. Man, I can't even think of her name. We got two Haitian women They asked her, how you feel about Biden and forcing the vaccine and all that stuff like that? And her basic response is like, what you gonna do? But you up there with the president. You doing White House conferences and shit like that. This shit's sickening, man. It's sickening.
It's a good place to stop, guys. Ooh, 45, snuck in that little bitch. All right, gentlemen. I'm not gonna put you guys your final thoughts again.
That was great. Yeah. Do
that, so just say quick goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for subscribing. Been a little to the exclusive. Patreon,
appreciate you for sticking through.
Thank you for still being here, guys.
Appreciate you. Peace.
Gang shit. Overcompensate.